I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The execution of the number two man in North Korea has sent a chilling message. Open Doors' David Curry says the execution created fear, and fear buys time.
Many people who I've talked to feel like this regime may fall. This is a game plan that other dictators have used, and so in that way, it's familiar.
It's possible this signals a crackdown on anyone who opposes the leadership, and that would likely include Christians. This is the time to pray, give, or do.
We're talking about thousands of people who are imprisoned in North Korea because they read a Bible, because they worship the name of Jesus.
Next, a chance encounter in Loganoff, Haiti is helping gospel work move forward. Starfish founder Steve Edmondson says getting supplies into the country is hard. Haiti's former director of finance is helping Starfish overcome these challenges. He recently joined a meeting between all the groups serving Loganoff.
He and I really had substantive conversations about the next step in our young organization. God is blessing our ministry, and knowing that we're here for the long run, we are looking for ways to be more credible among the people.
Find details at our website. And did you know that from clean water, the gospel can flow? From one village in India, a sand filter has opened doors for our partner Gospel for Asia to share the truth about Jesus Christ. Despite village rules not to associate with missionaries, one man contacted GFA to ask for a filter to improve life for his family. After three filters were installed in the village, a GFA pastor got the opportunity to talk a little bit about the gospel. See the full story for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig & Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help M&N with your gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.